Welcome, and I would like to thank you for holding and inform you that your lines are on a listen-only during today's conference until the question-and-answer session. At that time, if you would like to ask a question, you will press star, then one. Today's call is being recorded. If we have any objections, you may disconnect. Now I'd like to turn to Jenny Lyons. You may begin.
Thank you, Ed. And good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jenny Lyons, and I'm with Public Affairs here at NOAA Fisheries. Today, NOAA Fisheries is announcing findings from our fisheries of the U.S. In 2016, our report for 2016. This is NOAA Fisheries' annual report of seafood and fishing trends in the United States. To talk about the findings, we have the honor today of introducing NOAA Fisheries Director of our Office of Science and Technology, Ned Sear, to you all right now. Ned is going to provide a brief summary of our news, and then we're going to open for questions. We also have some of our top statisticians here, Alan Lowther and Michael Liddell. They're going to be available here to help answer questions during this time, and we have some rec fishing experts here for those questions as well. So just a reminder for the folks on the phone, though, this is a call for working media only. If you're not a member of the press, you're welcome to listen, but please don't ask questions. This time is really set aside for our reporters. So with that, I'm going to turn the floor over to Ned. Ned, please go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Jenny. Hi, everybody. I'm happy to say that today's release of the Fisheries of the United States 2016 report shows that our nation's fisheries landings and aquaculture production remain strong contributors to our economy, with fishermen landing 9.6 billion pounds of seafood last year. That translates to a value of $5.3 billion in the pockets of our fishermen, with a moderate 1.5% decrease in landings, but a 2.1% value increase over the year before. Both numbers are consistent with volume and value recorded this decade. U.S. ports also remain an integral part of vibrant coastal communities. Dutch Harbor, Alaska keeps its longtime title 20 years strong now as our nation's top fishing port when looking at the actual amount of seafood landed. Walleye pollock continues as the big catch there with near record landings of 3.4 billion pounds, up around 3% from 2015. And New Bedford, Massachusetts is staying strong too, claiming its 17th consecutive year of bringing in the highest valued catch, and that's mostly due to the very highly valued sea scallop fishery. The U.S. continues to import most of its seafood. In 2016, we imported 5.8 billion pounds, up from 5.7 billion pounds in 2015. Our aquaculture production reports lag 1 year behind the rest of the data, so this report includes 2015 numbers, which show farm seafood value at $1.4 billion. That's about 21% of the value of our nation's seafood production. The top aquaculture species in the U.S. are oysters, clams, and salmon. All of these landings translate to jobs and a longstanding tradition of delicious dining experiences. And that's seen in the numbers of the report showing the average American ate 14.9 pounds of seafood in 2016, down a little bit from the year before, but about on par with what we usually see. And we shouldn't forget that fishing also means fun for a lot of people. Recreational fishing remained strong and among the nation's favorite pastimes, with 9.6 million recreational saltwater anglers taking to the water last year. That group released 61% of the 371 million fish that they caught, with striped sea bass remaining the top recreational harvested catch by weight. And while there's still work to be done, NOAA Fisheries is proud of our collaboration with our partners, the Regional Fishery Management Councils, the Interstate Fishery Commissions, and the fishing industries to end overfishing in the U.S. Our goal is always to build healthy, sustainable fish stocks that allow our commercial and recreational fishing industries to remain strong contributors to our nation's economy. As a result, U.S. fisheries are among the world's most sustainable, and they are a global model of success in responsible fisheries management. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that October is National Seafood Month, and we almost made it into October with the release of this report, but I think we're close enough. And, of course, we used the month of October to honor the hard work of our nation's fishermen, aquaculture producers, and the communities they support. So it's fitting that this report is coming out very close to the month of October, if not quite in it. In the not-too-distant future, we'll be releasing another report that you'll see, Fisheries Economics of the U.S., which will include analysis of economic impact of fisheries and related sectors, including things like employment, sales, and value-added impacts to the broader economy. So look for that in the near future. With that said, I'll turn this back to Jenny to begin the Q&A.
Thank you so much, Ned. At this time, we're going to open for reporter questions. Ed, do you mind please explaining the process for asking a question?
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one. You'll be prompted by the automated service to state your name to help with pronunciation. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one. To withdraw your question, you'll press star, then two. And one moment, please.
And I know you guys must have questions. We talk to a lot of you regularly. You're not shy. All right. It looks like our first question comes from Annie at Alaska Dispatch News, and we're opening your mic right now. Annie, go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about what the report findings for Alaska specifically.
Did you have a specific question about the...
No, I just was hoping that you could talk a little bit more about that.
Hi, this is Alan Lauda. I think the report is fairly general in that we don't get into a lot of state-specific trends. We do see that total landings for Alaska were about 5.6 billion pounds. So that's of the total 9.6 billion. So off the top of my head, that looks like that's in the, you know, somewhere in the 55% to 60% of the total volume of U.S. landings are coming from Alaska. That's down a little bit from the 2015 number, which was 6 billion pounds. A lot of that can be attributed to a decrease in pink salmon landings that occurred between 2015 and 2016, which I, from what I understand, is not completely unexpected because there's a biennial cycle to that fishery. So it has every other year will be a strong year. And so a lot of that decrease can be attributed just to that one species.
Thanks.
And then there was a pollock is roughly the same, but it did increase a little bit. And I think some of the like, for example, the snow crab landings were down a little bit. And that was highlighted in one of the infographics that you can see on our webpage and in the press release.
And if you guys don't have those infographics or you haven't seen the press release, I'm going to give you my contact information at the end, and you can follow up with me, as well as if you don't have the names and spellings of those to quote, I have all of that. So our next question comes from Kitsaw Broadcasting. Matt, we are opening your line right now, and you are live.
Thank you very much for the time. Question about our, I'm not sure maybe this is too specific, but regulators at the end of last month shut down the herring fishery temporarily off of our coast. Are there any thoughts or any information in here about the state of the herring fishery here off the Atlantic coast?
So our primary focus, of course, in this report is on, this is a statistical yearbook with landings, and so doesn't really get into regulatory openings and closings. I defer to Michael Liddell if he has anything he'd like to say about herring landings for this year.
For this year, no. We don't have any information for what's going on sort of last month. The focus of this report is for 2016 landings. So I'm sure Jenny can find somebody to talk to you more about that.
Matt, I'm not sure if I have your email at the end, but if you want to email me, it's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E dot Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S at NOAA, N-O-A-A dot gov, and I can look deeper into some of that, those questions for you. So just a reminder to press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. We don't have a lot of people in line right now. So star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. This is your time with our experts. You've got them on the line, so take advantage of it. Jason with Undercurrent News. You are now live.
All right, thanks. Thank you for the time, and thanks for hosting the event. I was just hoping that you could maybe talk about some of the – what was the most striking finding for 2016 compared to 2015? Is there something that jumped out?
I would say not really. I mean, I think that the consistency – of landings, is perhaps the most remarkable thing, in that it is consistent. We've seen similar levels of landings volume and value over the last several years. Within that, individual species will go up and down, and that happens because we have a lot of species that we monitor, and you would expect increases and decreases. I thought one thing that was encouraging was that some of the larger increases that we saw were species that had declines last year. So we saw some rebounding in the landings of, for example, Atlantic squid, Dungeness crab landings on the Pacific coast, and also Pacific hake. So I guess I would leave it at that. Mike, do you have any other?
No, that's fine. Just a lot of the increases that we've seen are from species rebounding from earlier declines. So it shows that things seem to be going well.
And as we're opening the line for Michael Warren with our next question for NewJersey.com and Star Ledger, just a reminder that it's a star 1 to ask a question or a follow-up to something you've already asked. Feel free to get in line. Michael, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering what the largest ports by volume and by value in New Jersey were.
We can find that for you. This is Michael Dell. Yeah, we can find that for you, but I think we're going to have to look that up and get back to you on that question.
What's that on this? If you download the report on page 13, there is a table of top commercial ports by volume and value, and so if you look at that, you'll see that the aggregated port of Cape May and Wildwood is ranks 20th in terms of volume, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey, is 30th. Atlantic City is 31st, and so that's out of the top 50. That's what I see. That was by volume. By value, and again, I'm scanning the list right now. Cape May Wildwood again is the ninth ranked port with a landings value of $85 million, and Point Pleasant appears is 33rd with $32 million, and Long Beach also appears on this list at 39th with $27 million.
And for those of you who want to look at the report now and might not have had it pulled up in front of you, if you go to NOAA.gov, if you're in front of a computer, NOAA.gov, in the press release section, if you go scroll down to the bottom, you'll see like news and reports or something like that. If you click on that, you'll see a press release section. In the press release, there's a link to the report and other information. So you can look at it while our experts are looking at it and get the questions in your mind while you've got them on the line. Jason Smith with Undercurrent News. We are, your mic is open now if you'd like to ask a question.
All right, thank you. Just to follow up on my earlier question, you talked about the West Coast landings. I saw that Dungeness Crab, Pacific Whiting were among the biggest gainers. Is that due to El Nino, or is that due to a rebounding in the stocks? Could you talk a little bit about the causes behind that?
The decline for – this is Michael Adel. The decline for Dungeness Crab was due to domoic acid closures. So those conditions for the domoic acid have abated, so there's the fishery was opened again. Pacific hake was an issue with ocean conditions and sort of the targeting of the fleet. So the sort of fleet, if the fish weren't exactly where the fleet expected them to be, and they have adjusted this year and been able to come back to a normal level of catch.
So just a reminder, we actually have nobody in line for questions right now. Star one, if you'd like to ask a question or follow up, that's fine too. We'll just give that a second. In the meantime, or if you guys have more questions that you think you might come back to at a later date, I'll just throw out my contact information. My phone number is 301-427-8013, and my email address is Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, dot Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at NOAA.gov. And Jason Smith, we see there's another question from you, so please go ahead.
Yeah, one last question. I was just hoping you could talk a little bit more about the consumption numbers. Is there a sense of how this has fluctuated in the past, say, 5 years, how close we are to average? And has there been any progress on, NOAA's goal generally of encouraging seafood consumption?
This is Alan Lowther again. I would say the number this year, it is down a bit, but it's consistent with what we've seen in the last several years. We're not seeing an overall increasing trend, though. And again, if you have the report on page 117, you can see the trend over several years. And you'll see this number is less than last year, but it's more than the 3 years before that. And so it goes up and down.
I would just add to amplify on that is, federal guidelines do recommend that Americans nearly double their seafood consumption. So you asked, part of the nuance of your question was what we think about promoting seafood consumption. So those federal guidelines don't come from us, but we do acknowledge that seafood is a low-calorie source of protein rich in omega-3s that are good for your heart. And if you want more information on any of that, you can look at a website we've got that's kind of a good consumer-facing website for your reporters, which is fishwatch.gov. It's just fishwatch.gov, very easy to pull up. And I can also send you more on that afterwards. I'll give you my contact information again. In the meantime, it looks like we have a question from Michael Warren at Star Ledger. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just noticed that it looks like for the past 2 years, Atlantic mackerel landings have decreased. I was wondering if this is a new trend or if it's been ongoing for a while. It's one of New Jersey's main fish, so I was curious.
I think that's something we're going to have to look up the specifics of that, the catch trend, and get back to you on that, which we'd be happy to do.
Mike, feel free to email me right after this call or during, and I'll get back to you shortly thereafter. So I'm going to give you one more opportunity to ask questions. Star one if you'd like to get in line to ask questions. If you're looking to quote any of our amazing experts here, their names and their titles and the spellings are online, and I can also send that to you if you don't have that in front of you. You got the invitation for this call, so you probably have that information, but just in case. And seeing no further questions, is there anything else our experts would like to add that we haven't covered? No?
So
seeing nothing else, thank you so much, Ed. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. If you have any other questions, again, I'm going to give you my direct contact information. It's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E dot Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at NOAA.gov, or my phone number is 301-427-8013, and that concludes today's call. Thank you so much.
At this time, that would conclude today's conference. You may disconnect, and thank you for your attendance.